Well, welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host. Oh, what was that? Was that your mic hitting the ground? Did you not grab it?
Sorry.
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to open the mail.
Okay. I am your host, Nate Williams.
Careful, my man's crossing.
Joined as always.
You're not even
okay, God bless you. No.
Yeah,
sir.
He's
no,
a
you
pedestrian.
Go. You go. You go, sir.
Jeez.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Aww.
You're fine, sir.
He's sweet.
Man, that's terrible.
Yep.
Joined as always by Taily. That means you have a large butt.
Okay.
Gaily. It's girly, but that good night.
Can they hear it?
Yeah, it feels like they're inside the envelope. I'm talking about my beautiful wife, Jennifer Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Clap, 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 clap,
that's
clap.
Me.
You haven't done a That's Me in a long time. We haven't recorded something in a minute.
Is Whose
that
fault
accurate?
Is that?
No, don't eat, don't
I'm
Max's. It's Max's fault.
Actually, that is true.
Max, yeah.
He's been making it a bit difficult.
Yeah. So, just for those who don't know, we have a whole baby. And this whole baby does not like being in his car seat. Right now he's making noise, like currently. But you can't hear because he's behind us. But he does not like being in the car. So each time that I've wanted to do a podcast, and for those who don't know, we always podcast in the car. Very rarely do we have the chance to sit down at the table. But that's going to change, Jen. That is going to change because... it is. Because we're rarely able to record like this on the go. For one, we don't go anywhere. Correct me if I'm wrong. We go to the grocery store, usually one of us, not the other one of us. But any time that we do go somewhere, Max is usually freaking out.
Do you see how I was trying to make my own sound effects?
Okay.
Do you hear it?
Mm-hmm. What? Oh my gosh. Putting the mic up to... So Jen's putting her makeup on. Yeah, that's not what this podcast is.
Hold on.
Just letting you know. Okay. No one can hear you opening up concealer. All right. Moving forward. Yes, I can. Okay. That sounded weird. It sounded like the Doug. Have you, you know the, did you watch Doug as a kid?
Doug Funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chicka-pa-chicka-pa-chicka-pa-pa. If you could hear it, that was spot on.
Hey, Doug.
That's Hey Arnold. What? Oh my gosh. Hey,
remember,
Doug.
Remember we were trying to think of names for Max's bunny?
Yeah.
And you were like, what about Doug?
Yeah, that's funny.
Doug Bunny?
Yeah. I think that's, I still stand
yeah,
by that name.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I will give you that.
Okay, so we've got a number of things that we're doing today. Actually, we just have one thing, but I'll get to that in a second. Before I get any further... there are some shout-outs that I want to make to the people. We are early in the game, and these people probably don't know who they are, but I'm going to shout them out regardless. As always, I'm going to shout out my boy Andrew Straw and his beautiful wife, Mal. They came and visited us last week, correct?
Yes.
What a joy. Also, shout out their beautiful daughter, Adeline. Hey, girl. And Emerson, what up, girl? Shout out to your whole family. Thank you guys for coming to visit us. It was very sweet. What was not sweet was the meal that we had after church at Texas Roadhouse. And here's the thing. Jen, you know me very well. Am I the type to complain?
No.
I'm not the type to complain. Well, to complain about things in normal life, yes. Complain about something at a restaurant, no. Never the type. However, I had told them the day before I was looking forward to steak. I was looking for it. Was I not?
Yeah, you were.
I was wanting steak bad. And hands down, my favorite steak has been, so far, Longhorn Steakhouse for my birthday? Crap, Max
yep.
is losing it. For my birthday, we went to Longhorn Steakhouse. Absolutely fantastic. Went to Texas Roadhouse, ordered a steak, asked for it to be medium. Was he screaming?
Yep.
Is he okay?
He's trying to.
Okay. Does he need more air back there?
I think he's good.
Okay. He should be good. Ordered a steak, asked for it medium. It came beyond well done. They essentially brought me back beef jerky. So the lady comes by, as they always do. You said he's hot?
I said, please, Lord.
Oh, please, Lord. ladies, the lady or man, you know, waitress person, waiter, came back and said, how's everything going? And initially I said, it's good. Gave her the thumbs up. Fast forward a couple minutes as I was eating the steak, and I thought, okay, number one, it took a long time for the steak to get there. Already kind of tight. Then, by the time I tasted it and realized this is, number one, not flavored. This is hot meat. This is just warmed up meat. And it wasn't good. So the lady comes back, and was her name Val? No, it was Fran. Fran.
Yeah.
Short for Francis, right?
Yeah.
Not Francine. Okay, so, and Francine was in Arthur, not Doug. Okay, anyway, so she said, is there a problem? I was like, yeah, I wanted this medium. This is, like, beyond well done. She's like, dang, let me get the manager. Manager comes. Max gave her the baby blues. And she's like, oh, that's a cute baby. I was like, that's right, girl. He is a cute baby. But then she gave us half off.
Baby blues as in his eyes are blue.
Right, not postpartum depression. I was just going to make that clarification. Thank you, Jen. The baby blues because our son's eyes are somehow magically blue. I don't understand.
A literal magic trick.
Yeah, I don't get it. So she gave us the meal half off, which is great. By the way, Andrew, we need to transfer you some money. Thank you for paying for the entire meal. But yeah, shout out number one to the Straw family. Shout out number two.
Play it cool, Max.
Yeah, Max, be easy. Janelle, hey, I didn't know that you... What? Geez. What happened?
Max.
Okay. Hang in there, buddy. Is there a... I have two pacifiers up here. Two of them. Bing, bang, boom. Oh. Okay. And that little sun blocking thing isn't blocking it? Dang. Okay. Shout out to Janelle. She said that Janelle is a friend/coworker of mine from back in the day, coworker-wise, friend present day, coworker back in the day. She stumbled upon the podcast. I'm not sure how. Maybe Instagram stories, maybe, is where I post the little promo things. Either way, she said she was watching it and was laughing. And girl, shout out to you. Recently got married, so whoopity whoop, whoop de doop boop. And who else? Oh, Ash. I'm just shouting out the Nifty 50, by the way. Ashy, girl, love you. The most supportive person on the planet. Am I right or am I wrong? I feel as
correct.
Most supportive. I think she posted something about a gal that's a friend of hers that opened a store or did a book. Yeah, had a children's book. So Ashley, yo, super supportive. Everyone needs friends like that.
Literally everyone needs an Ashley in their life.
Yeah, every human being. If you don't know Ashley, then chances are you don't live in Kansas, because she knows everyone, everyone and their mother in Kansas.
That's so true.
Truly, everyone and then their mother as well. Ashley knows.
Yeah, like if she saw my mom at Target, it'd be like, hey, Trace.
Yeah, like, hey, girl, how's it going?
Up.
Yeah, and not like on some like small talk. She's like, so, you know, how's this deep personal thing that you shared with me 2 years ago?
Right.
Has that been resolved?
She's the best.
Yeah, shout out to you, Ashley. That podcast between the two of us is coming soon. That will be rated PG-13 /R, I'm sure.
Right.
Just because I think we'll get into some spicy
right.
Meatballs.
Like, okay, yeah, I won't even go there.
Okay,
I'll
yeah.
Actually tell you.
What?
This one time.
Wait, hold on. Do it.
Nah, just... We think we caught a pedophile there. I'll just say it.
Wow. Wait, I was there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That gentleman that's another story for another day. I was there.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yep. I was just looking at the directions.
Okay. Okay. Max is screaming out.
21 minutes. Yep. Should have gone to Dollar General. Good night.
We're doing... Okay. I think he might have screamed himself to sleep, maybe.
It's terrible.
Not screamed, but he's like, I think he might be down. But there's a special gal that we want to, her and her man Candy, that we want to shout out. I'll do the drum roll and then you shout her out, okay? She's taking care of Max, so I'll just keep on drum rolling. You can't do that, right? You can't roll your R's like that? You can't.
Cannot.
I knew that was a thing. That was a thing back in middle school. they would say that you're a good kisser if you could do that for some reason. Also,
who
the
even
whole
are they?
they were the popular kids. The popular kids are the ones who said that you could do that.
Wow.
Also, the whole tie a knot with a cherry stem thing, which is didn't somebody do that on was it Love Island or
yes.
What show was it? Was
Love
it Married
at some other stuff.
No, it was Married at First Sight. I think the dude pulled a cherry. They got a drink ordered at whatever, and he tied it with. I don't know how you do that. To be
me
honest
neither.
With you, it doesn't seem like it's something that someone would want done to their face.
Yeah, people get onto some weird stuff. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, they do. Okay, I'm gonna get back to drum rolling. Sorry, she's done with the backs. Dang, there's something. Hold on, I gotta make this right turn. But the big shout out, the big cheese, the big kahunas, plural, are none other than, I'm going to do a drum roll, then you, shout them out. All right, here we go.
Andrew and Jessica.
I was running out of my drum roll and I was wondering what was taking you so long.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to say it on top of your drum roll or wait until the drum roll was finished. So that's on me. Never really been in a drum roll scenario.
Okay.
So
here's the thing.
I wasn't quite sure.
I think that I was supposed to stop the drum roll, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
See,
I drum rolled over them.
Waiting.
All right. So they're going to get two shout outs. All right. But the big cheese, the big kahuna, the dundada ganoush, because there's more than one person, is.
Andrew and Jessica.
Still, why did you have to breathe so deeply in to say their names?
I wasn't sure how long the drum roll was going to go.
Right, but you weren't waited at, on bated breath for me. I said, you're like.
I hated my own suspense.
Yeah, I was like.
With the inhale.
Yeah, very dramatic. Anyway, shout out to y'all. Thank you guys for listening. It means a whole lot. Okay, now that I've said all of the things, Jen, where are we headed off to?
We are headed to Walmart.
Jeez.
That you made you really
where are we headed off to?
Walmart. It wasn't California. it was nothing exciting at all. we're literally headed to Walmart.
Okay, you could have made it more exciting. You could have been like
Walmart.
She's like Walmart. Walmart, by the way, is way better than Dollar General.
Which is where we were about to be.
That was the original plan, was Dollar General. Why are we headed to Walmart, your least favorite store on the planet?
Okay. We are doing Operation Backpack at our church.
Yes.
So, I'm the worst.
What do you... What?
I was going to say a white savior complex.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't that awful?
No, I mean, it is a real thing. And for those who don't know what white savior complex is, it's usually folks that go to another country who take pictures with the locals and post that joint up on Instagram/Facebook. Like, look at the good
right.
that I'm doing.
Who've been on one missions trip. Excuse me, Lord.
Okay.
But that is... Not everybody's heart is in the wrong posture when they do post those images.
Right. No, that's true. There's a lot of people who are actually out here, doing good
like
for
Hannah.
Folks. Yeah, but shout out to you, Hannah. I don't know if you listen, if you're part of the Nifty 50, but shout out to you.
And your mom.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They go on missions trips, almost every year.
Right.
You know?
And they are doing, they're
legit
doing legit
work.
Yeah.
And it's not just a one-off mission experience. They travel for mission work.
Right. And we're not on some white savior type stuff. Me, obviously, because I am Balake.
right. Jen, which makes your sister. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Your sister and mom are black as well. So.
Right. But I think that the complex is the same. You know, the.
Yes, exactly.
Swoop
exactly.
and save you.
It's
Jen is the way that Kev on stage, they describe it as Wahite. Of Wahite descent, that means white. But yeah, so we are going doing Operation Backpack. What for?
For a middle school girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know it's a girl?
The backpack's pink.
The backpack's red.
Oh, baby, that backpack is definitely maroon.
It is.
At least.
Okay, maroon is closer to red than pink. Maroon is a dark red.
We'll leave a photo of the backpack in the show notes.
Yeah, we won't.
We've never left anything in the show notes. All but right. This backpack's about to be the first thing. This backpack is pink.
It is not pink.
You run a story when you do this podcast.
I will.
We'll post a photo of this backpack, and we need everybody to say whether this backpack is red or pink. This is a girl's backpack.
Okay. The only response that they're going to go with me, because it's
like
closer to red. It's
no.
Jen, you said pink.
This backpack is fuchsia.
No, hold on. You said pink, and it's not fuchsia.
Pink and fuchsia are close.
Right. This back.
Fuchsia is more purple.
This is closer to maroon. Truly.
No,
it is.
This is a girl's backpack, straight up.
Okay. That feels strong.
No, Nathan.
Oh, and I left the backpack at home. It's fine. Yeah. Okay. It's fine. Well, I'll post this up, and we'll talk about it. But anyway, go ahead.
So it's for a middle school girl, and...
Okay.
Just driving the boy home.
Guarantee. It's not. Continue.
So yeah, we just have a list of like, actually this is quite long. 12 items or so.
She got more of an allowance than we do. Continue.
Like, I think it is like 12 items that we're gonna get her and put her in earbuds. The heck?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you. I was looking at the list. That joint's not small.
I don't even have earpods. Aren't those like $200?
Okay. Earbuds are just something that she can plug. I'm saying she. It's not like for a girl. Dang it. This is just something that this potential child. Did she just hit your tooth with the microphone? Look at you.
I ASMR'd it.
And that's why we need the headset microphones.
Ow.
Coming soon. Coming very soon.
All
right. Sam, coming very soon.
He's literally saving his entire allowance.
Coming very soon, yeah.
You know, in September, we don't have an allowance because we're doing no spend.
I know. I'm getting it in the month of August.
Oh,
next,
wow. You
next
wild.
Paycheck. No.
You wild for that one.
Am I? Because you've been ordering books left and right for Max. But anyway, that's
Max
another part.
Max has his own allowance that I use.
Sounds about right. And I'm about to dip into that as well. So anyway.
All
right.
Let's talk about this earbud situation.
Okay. All earbuds are. Honestly, they have earbuds at the dollar store. It's just something to plug into your. We're not going to do that. We're going to Walmart.
That was a Betsy.
But we're you just use it because a lot of kids are using Chromebooks now.
True,
and so you need to listen to your stuff privately. So.
Earbuds. I'm sure you were going a different direction with this podcast, but I do have one question.
Go on.
When people see kids in their school all carrying these same backpacks, aren't they going to know that they had assistance? I guess not technically, because...
That's an excellent question. I do think that they got different color type situations, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, I would guess, and I could be incorrect, but the kids who are needing backpacks probably don't care. Look, I mean, maybe they do. That's kind of the direction I was going to go. But anyway.
I really feel like middle schoolers do care. Elementary school kids, probably not so much. They probably do feel like, man, can't get my own school supplies. And that is rough. But, like, I do think middle schoolers, they more care about, like, the brand of the backpack at that age and stuff, you know?
Is Adeline is elementary school?
Yeah, she's in second
grade.
Oh,
my gosh.
What?
So, middle school, are we talking, like, fourth, fifth grade?
Middle school is 6th through 8th.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Dang. Here's the thing. Now, so this is the route that I was going to go, and that this is what we'll do for the duration of the podcast. But just
did
before
you bring
I
the stroller,
yeah, I did.
Okay, cool.
Before we get into the meat of the thing, I do want to say the church is doing the Operation Backpack, which I think is amazing. We made an announcement, and by we I mean me. I made an announcement at church to get people to sign up and get the backpacks and everything like that. And I wanted to do some research to, because I didn't know, like, I had a feeling that there were statistics about this, but I didn't know any of. So, 1 out of 5 kids live well below the poverty line in America. Didn't know that. A lot of kids, I was saying, like, a lot of kids have anxiety because, like, bullying and, homework and that type of thing, stressed out about tests. But a lot of kids have anxiety because they do not have the necessary items needed to even learn to do school. So I say all that to say, yes, I say all that to say, if there is, I don't know, like, if there's like an Operation Backpack type situation near you, or maybe like there's a local church or a local like nonprofit type thing, but back to school is coming up soon. And if there's something that you can do to get involved to help, like, a kid out, I think that'd be cool.
Right. Maybe I just add something.
Go ahead.
I feel like a lot of times, like, we view people that live below, like, or just our lower income as, like, well, what did you do to get yourself in that situation kind of thing? And not on some, like, political whatever, but, like, I feel like it's a system issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, reality is, if you are low income and you can't afford insurance, then you can't afford birth control, which means that a lot of low income families have a lot of children.
Yep.
So it's like a larger issue than just like
it's a whole thing. Whole thing. And the people, and we can get into, I mean, we could honestly take this another direction. But usually when they are marketing these give back, help people out, they're usually like, we're helping like some young poor black kid, like who doesn't have what they need type thing.
Which is or another
yeah
issue.
Or like a Hispanic kid or whatever. And I think that the typical, like, I think that, and maybe I'm incorrect, but I think that when people think of low income, when they think of somebody who needs help, they need a handout, they are typically thinking of people of color.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And I do think that that is the case oftentimes, but not because anything that the parents did wrong or anything like that. I do think that sometimes things are set up. I mean, we could get in, but we're not going to get into it. But yes, I think that taking the stigma of needing help away from anything, whether it's mental health or, you know, assistance, period, I think that there is more, in my opinion, there's more strength in admitting that you need help in whatever it is than pretending to be fine and you're not.
Right.
Anyway, I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah.
We're going to go do that, fill the backpack up. I'm really excited. I think it'll be fun.
Me
Today
too.
Is a family fun Friday. This will come out on... Oh, it's not going to come out on Monday because we have the one with Maria on Monday. That one's funny. And
But the Monday after that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this will be the following Monday. But anyway, so what I was going to ask you, Jen...
Don't go there.
What do you think I was going to ask you? What?
The dinosaurs.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to go there, but now I am going to go there.
What were you going to ask me?
It's about school, like school,
oh, okay.
And,
true,
and
true,
school
sure,
supplies
sure.
us.
Okay,
but
true.
No,
we can keep it on that.
No,
we
we're not going to. We're not going
back.
To.
Okay.
So back when I was in middle school, elementary school, I wanted to be a paleontologist. And a paleontologist, for those who don't know, is someone who studies fossils, which are also the bones of dinosaurs.
Or other animals.
No. No, paleontology is specifically for dinosaurs.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Okay.
I either wanted to do that or be someone who was a crime scene investigator.
Go on and just say it.
Okay. So Jen learned something very recently. Jen, would you like to share with the people what you've learned?
I'm laughing at myself because this is genuinely true. As wild as it might sound.
Right.
I most recently discovered that dinosaurs did exist.
If I had a sound effects, it would be the, oh my God.
The reality of the situation is, I thought that they were mythical.
Dead serious. Right? No, I hear you. I hear you. When did you learn that?
This is our turn.
Thank you. When did you learn that dinosaurs did in fact exist, and that they were real and not mythical creatures like you previously assumed? When?
Pretty much last week when Maria was here, she knew a lot about dinosaurs. And because her son's really into them, Lewis,
mm-hmm.
like Lewis knows a lot about dinosaurs.
And you thought this whole time that he was knowledgeable about mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Like
I just
Pokemon.
Thought like, wow. Yeah. Oh, exactly like that. Like I literally thought they're just making up Tyrannosaurus Rex. They're making like all these names up for different dinosaurs, you know?
Wow. Okay.
And,
so,
I thought it was a pretty cool little, like, literally when we've talked about, I want Max to be into dinosaurs so that I can learn something new.
Right. And we said, and here's the thing. We said that like weeks ago.
Right.
Months ago.
I thought that they were fake. I 100% thought they were fake, and I was like, oh, well, that's like a fun thing for him to be into is dinosaurs. And like, I know nothing about dinosaurs, so I'll learn about all the different kinds, the ones that fly.
And you thought
I literally thought they were in the realm with dragons.
Mm.
You can understand why.
Yeah, no,
some of them do look like dragons.
Oh, 100%. I get it. I mean,
dragons aren't real. But Maria told me last week there is a dinosaur.
That's what I was going to say.
That has a protein or something in its stomach that like regurgitates fire.
Yeah. There's lizard. There's actually a lizard that is able to expel.
That
like
is the conversation I was talking about with Maria when I was like, dinosaurs are real then.
So you realized that dinosaurs were real in front of Maria.
I didn't say that. Oh my gosh. Like dinosaurs are real to her.
Right.
But in that moment, I was like, she knows way too much about fake things for him to be real. You know what I mean? Like, they must be real if Maria's done, like, all this digging on dinosaurs.
Right. So when you've seen, like, dinosaur bones and things like that, you just thought, oh, that's what a...
Yeah. Like, how fun. Fossils, you know? Literally just thought, like, fossils. But then, like, we got Max's book... called Dinosaurs.
Right.
And like you poke the dots or whatever for like the different dinosaurs. There's thousands of dinosaur fossils that have been found. And literally all of this is news to me. All of it.
Lord have mercy.
And they've only found, there's like, how many would you say?
They said they've found about like one.
They've found 1,200 complete fossils for dinosaurs, but over like 100, no. What was it?
It was a very large number. 8,000? Let's just say, yeah. Let's just say like
10,000 or something.
There's 10,000 dinosaurs that they've identified, but they've only had one bone to use.
Yes.
I don't know how that happens, but.
Yeah, they've only found like one bone, you know, like 8,000. But of 1,200, they have full fossils. Like full.
Skeletal remains, yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this is a crazy world we live in. Here I thought this whole time dinosaurs were fake.
Yeah, that's wild to me that you've lived 30 years, really, 25 of them. I mean, the first five, yes, you're alive, but you're not really clocked in. So
okay, in my defense, we don't learn about dinosaurs in school.
Okay, I did. Continue.
What? In what class?
I think like in the early, so I wasn't in a high school talking about dinosaurs, but I do remember like elementary school, we talked about dinosaurs, because we talked about the formation of the Earth, and it talks about the different like time periods.
Never in my life did we talk about dinosaurs in any classes.
Public school did a disservice to you.
Right.
You're familiar with Pangaea, correct?
Huh.
The Earth at one point was one piece of land. Are you familiar with that?
On some flat Earth stuff?
No, not on some flat Earth stuff. As some Pangaea was, so all of the continents at one point were all together. And actually, if you look at the continents, you're looking at me very confused.
No, I've never heard of this in my life.
Okay.
Where
so
did the water come from?
Well.
The flood?
There. Let's just say the Lord made everything, but it was land, like one loop of land,
right,
and then all surrounded by water. So, like, essentially one big island,
right,
was Pangaea. Then, are you familiar with plate tectonics?
Yeah, from science class.
There we go. Yes. So, the plates that I believe are underneath the mantle or... Like, the crust, essentially, is what we're driving on. This is what we're living on. We're living on the crust of the Earth. And then there's, like, some jiggly stuff underneath. But anyway, when the plates would shift, it would cause, like, they'd, like, grind against each other or whatever, and it caused, like, the land to move. And honestly, if you look at all the different continents, you can see how they fit together like a puzzle piece.
That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. And so the belief is that over, you know, millions of years... things have shifted. Because didn't you say that recently they found, I think in the 80s, they found a dinosaur bone like in Massachusetts or something, right?
2002.
Yeah.
They found a brand new bone in, I think it was Ohio or, maybe it was Massachusetts.
It might have been Ohio, Maine or something.
So
I don't know.
My question is.
Go ahead.
I know you're just got to finish what you're going on with the Pangea. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Pangea.
Okay. My question is, so when we're thinking of Noah and the Ark, these weren't giraffes and hippos and none of that. These were Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So, no. The belief is, and this, that is a whole other can of worms, whatever.
That dinosaurs are older than that.
Right. Before that they're...
Now they're getting all up in my theology. Okay. Uh-oh.
That dinosaurs existed before that.
This is probably why I never learned about them, this right here. Okay. Now it's all coming out. We're going to have to call Floyd and Trees.
What do they know?
They probably kept me hidden from this.
Oh, I see. Kept you hidden from dinosaurs to keep you.
It's same way they kept me from bubble. Harry Potter.
Wow. Okay. Well, Harry Potter is fake and not real.
Now I'm questioning that as well. Okay. If dinosaurs existed, potentially dragons...
Right.
Who's to say?
That there's a...
Hogwarts isn't true.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a small...
And my heart is true.
That's fine.
Come to Dobby.
I do. And just pause. I don't know if Matt and Holly are listening. Holly, if you are listening, one day we will have kids together. And when we take our kids to Hogwarts, I bet 10 years, 12 years, 15 years from now, when they'd really appreciate it, whatever... we will take them to Hogwarts. I bet we would be able to fly on some broomsticks. Keep in mind, like, I'm serious. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, what technology will be, we'll have a big old family trip or whatever. I bet that we'd fly. I bet that we could have wands and, like, use them and stuff come out. Like a spark or something.
In 10 years?
In 10, 12 years. Yeah, all this virtual reality type stuff. We'll be able to play Quidditch.
Well, you know that they say that you can actually at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry at Disney. I always add that part.
Yeah, that was
because I'm dramatic.
the most proper, the School of Witchcraft and Wizardry at Disney Orlando Studios, Florida 10692.
Well, the reason that I do all of that is because I'm dramatic.
Wow. Yeah, that was, even that pause was dramatic. You're like, the reason I do all that is because.
Okay, we better get in before our son loses it. But for real, Holly told me that you can point at certain things in Disney and the wand works.
Mm-hmm. I remember Matt was saying that too. You could point to like a mirror that's broken and say the thing and fixes it, which is pretty tight.
Yeah, but I think the wands are like $60. I mean, honestly, if you're going to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry at Disney Orlando Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Happens to me.
You're going to have to spend at least $3,000.
Oh,
yeah. I think the tickets are alone or $800 a piece.
Yeah.
If not $1,000 to $1,200.
It's not, yeah.
The food, you got to buy the things to have the experience.
Right. Now, Disney itself, that it's not Disney. Like, anybody can just go up in Disney. Disney is not super expensive. But to stay at...
No, Disney is expensive as well.
No. Like, just going to Disney is not no $800.
It's probably $400 to $500.
No. To go to Disney? No. It's less than $100.
No, it is not.
For a regular old general ticket.
And you have to pay for the different parks.
It's not, no, we'll look up their prices. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I think Disney's really expensive.
I don't think so.
Regardless.
Let's look right now. Cost to go to Disney.
They have like United Kingdom. They have different parks that you can go do.
Have you been to Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Also, by the way, when I was explaining, so price for an adult. $109 to $160. It ain't no $800 to go to Disney.
Okay.
Per child.
But to get into the individual park, that's where the prices starts adding up.
So this is for an adult. It's $110 to $160 for a child. 3 to 9, $100 to $154. Y'all tripping.
So for our whole family, it would cost $300, and that's per day.
Right.
So if you want to do 2 days at Disney.
Right.
It's going to cost us $600.
That's insane. Right, but that for a vacation type situation, here's the thing.
I mean, that is your whole entertainment.
Yes, it is. Pause. Let me rewind back to the dinosaur stuff. I felt like I was mansplaining the world to you, like Pangea and like all
no,
that.
I just wanted to apologize. Not mansplaining if I don't know.
I felt like I was on some rude boy stuff. Not intentionally, but I just didn't want you to think like you don't know about Pangea. You don't know about plate tectonics. You don't know about.
If you're like, so let me tell you about your period.
No.
You're like,
no. I don't know a lot about that.
Yeah.
although...
Oh, we better go because little Boo Thing is awake and staring at me like, why do we stop?
True. I'll pick back up on the Disney side thing because there's some other things I want to talk about. I know this is 15 okay. years down the line, but we're going to take a quick break, cue the transition music, holla at your boy. And we are back. Jen is currently browsing the internet, trying to find the best price for my mic. Is that right? My headset mic?
Nope.
Okay. U-turn. All right, that makes sense.
What are you doing?
This is what it's wanting me to... Oh, played myself. I wanted to go this way. I wanted to go this way. This route is a little bit more true north. And, you know, I just feel like I'm being attacked right now. Okay, anyway, where we last left off, we were talking about Disney. Disney is not cheap, as you know. However, I do think that the price that you're talking about is if you stay at the hotels at Disney. That's crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, when I was a younger man, and we went to Disney, we would, like, you could only really handle a day or two of Disney. Truly.
I guess it depends who you are.
My parents were losing it. By day two, they were like, yo, we gotta go.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's so much to see at Disney. So you could make it, like, a 5-day thing. I mean, the parents would be exhausted. But I feel like as kids, we would just be running around wherever.
Can I say something?
Living it up.
Can I say something terrible?
Sure.
Here's the thing. Do you have memories before 4 or 5? Can you really remember?
No.
Can you?
So we didn't go that early.
Yeah. So my thought is, and this is a terrible thing to say. So for those of you with kids, you know, I'm sorry.
Stop making memories.
It's a...
That's neat.
Yeah. if you're trying to do anything, if you want to do anything fun, do it when they're 6 to 7. Otherwise, it's a waste. It's a waste of money because they're
even
not going to remember.
Even better yet, like 10. I don't even really... I remember some aspects of school, maybe,
yeah.
from 6 and 7. I can't tell you what summer vacation we went on.
Who knows? You don't know. That's the thing.
I do remember Disney, though.
It's a very hot take, but don't do anything fun with your kids until they're 10. And I stand behind
anything
that.
Anything before that is mostly just for you.
Right.
To feel good about being their parent.
Which is why Hogwarts makes sense when they're in, I'm talking like 12, 13, 14 range.
It's okay, baby.
So, Max, when you are 12, 13, 14, also, he needs to have read all the books. You're probably right.
There's no way he's read all the Harry Potters by 10.
The way that you said he's what? He's over it? The amount of books that you're getting, he's probably going to crush all those and he's going to need some harder material. Hence the reason I'm thinking Harry Potter. But we get him into Harry Potter around 11, 12. I mean, honestly, the Harry Potter books, I wasn't allowed to read them, and neither were you. But the Harry Potter books, you were supposed to grow up with Harry. That's the tricky part.
That's cool.
So when Harry Potter was like 12 or 13 or whatever, I think he was like 13. The first book. You're supposed to be 13. Oh, he's trying to be on the podcast. They can hear him now. We can hear you, buddy. Man, every stoplight is the worst. You okay?
No, I hate when he cries.
Okay. Well, Max, we're gonna keep it moving. Just a second. Here we go. Green light, buddy, and I'm driving. There's motion. There's motion. It's happening. Your father's... another red light. Lord have mercy. Please. See? And he's chilling now, and there's another red light. To the city of Berlin. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, Ocean City's so much worse, though.
True. Oh, man, Rehoboth. If we were in Rehoboth, we'd still be on our way to the Walmart in Rehoboth right now. Or we'd be stuck in traffic for sure.
Probably.
Without a doubt. So I think we made the right decision. Anyway, you're supposed to read the Harry Potter.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This
Hang in. Okay. All right, once he goes to sleep, we're going to take a quick break. And when Max goes... Oh.
He was saying a minute. We both saw it.
Oh, I saw it too. Okay. Well, go, no, here we go. We're driving. We're driving. Okay, good. Can you hold that? Thank you.
That guy was looking in our car like, why are y'all holding mics up to your mouth?
Don't worry about it, sir. You're going to be looking at us right crazy when we have a headset mic on. Right crazy. All right,
probably
Max, hang
less
in there.
Crazy than actually holding a microphone in the car.
I think so, yeah. No, this is extra. I will say that. Do you remember the time that a dude pulled up to us and was like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
What y'all recording? It's like a podcast, sir. It's like, yeah. Look, he's about to be sleep. Sleep.
So grouchy. His furrowed brow right now.
I can see it.
He's like, what are we doing?
Okay.
And he's out.
There we go. All right. Now I can pick back up for real. And we are back. I would say the trip to Walmart was wildly successful. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would, actually. We're going to need to get into the right lane.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't mean any spice by that. I am currently turning right, and I am successfully in the lane.
Dagnabbit.
What?
I said there weren't any more lights, but here's another light.
It's okay. He's almost asleep. He's not looking at you like, Mom, you lied to me. Mom, you deceived me.
In my heart, I do feel that.
Yeah. The thing is, I feel like I've been deceived personally, but it's whatever. Okay, so anyway, so successful. Not cheap. Can we go ahead and say that?
Yeah, parents that have to buy school supplies for multiples, like, how?
Yeah, I truly, you know, kudos to
you. You gotta be saving
up
for that. I'm sorry, Bloom budget speaking here, but you gotta be saving up for that months in advance.
Oh, yeah. So what I really wanted to talk about was our own middle school type experiences and talk about those type of things. But I think that we probably spent $60. Is that accurate?
On what, school supplies? Yeah. Probably.
Plus the backpack, $70, something like that. So, and that's not a pat on the back to us type of thing. Not at all. I'm just saying it is pricey. So, some folks just don't have $75 to $100 laying around, you know, to make this happen. So, I'm glad that we're doing this. If you have the spare wiggle room of like $70 or so, perhaps consider doing it. Okay. So, Jen, what was your middle school experience like? Now, I don't know
trash.
About... Was it trash for real?
Middle school is a very awkward age for me.
Why is that?
I was on the thick side.
Okay.
And just really not yet in my prime. Still losing that baby fat, you know?
Right. And how old were you at the time?
Just struggling.
Are you talking like 11, 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So the baby, you said you had baby fat from infancy that you were working off?
Just childhood, you know, like when you just eat donuts relentlessly.
Yes. Childhood obesity is no laughing matter. I mean, it really is. I think 1 in 2 kids.
Oh, snap.
1 in 2 kids are obese.
Okay.
Sorry. Didn't mean to take it dark, but that's... I'll look up the statistics. I'll put it in the show notes. But yeah, no, childhood obesity is no joke. So you were in your thick stage.
Right.
You were trying to get it right. Did you, had the gap. Is that accurate? There was a gap in the teeth? Okay. How was your hair looking?
It wasn't great, honestly. It was early Hermione.
Wow. Okay. So just not tamed.
No.
Just
brushed out curls galore.
Yikes. And no disrespect to the man, the myth, the legend, but your dad was getting you ready for school, correct?
Exactly. Okay. And he wasn't quite sure how to take care of curls. So my dad's mind, you wake up, you brush your hair.
Got you.
You know, you brush your hair before school. You
got
can't you. Do that with curls.
No.
You can't brush out curls.
No, but
my
he
dad
did.
Didn't know.
He did
so
brush
I was just
him
out here with like this weird, dry, fluffy hairdo.
Dang. Here's the thing. There are probably boys that were still interested, right?
Middle school.
There weren't dudes trying to holler?
Yeah. I guess there was this dude named Eddie.
Okay. Is cool. is the one that chased you around and said that he liked you? And
no,
you
that was a dude at the pool.
Okay, that's a different story.
Okay, real talk. Elementary school. There was this boy named Brandon that I saw at the swimming pool the summer probably between second and third grade.
Okay,
and
pivotal
he was in
years.
Like fourth or fifth grade.
Okay.
He was older than me, like
Yikes.
By two or three class grades.
Hold on. So let me just do the math. Plus five. So you were 7, 8, and he
yeah.
was
He was probably
nine,
nine or ten. Yeah.
Okay.
He was just like one or two class grades above me.
Got you.
And I saw him at the pool, and I told my friend Reagan that I thought he was cute.
Got you.
And then she told Brandon that I thought he was cute.
Reagan's
and
a
so
snitch.
Brandon
Dang.
Would chase me around on the playground, you know, like how kids do, like they're flirty.
Right, right.
Well, it made me super uncomfortable.
Right.
And I would fake sick for all of third grade.
My goodness.
Because I didn't want to be chased by him on the playground so that I could sit in the nurse's office during recess.
Wow. So a whole scholastic calendar year.
Yes.
You pretended
and
to
my
be
parents
Ill.
Thought I was chronically sick.
Wow.
And they would take me to the doctor all the time because they were like, why is she always in the nurse's office? Like,
wow.
I would say, my stomach hurts, my stomach hurts.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and
they
never
would take me to the doctor. And I was too ashamed to say, like, I'm getting chased by this boy at recess and I don't want to.
Wow. Do you think they know the truth now? Like, or
yeah,
do
I've
they
told
think,
them
oh, okay,
now.
Okay.
I've told them now. But that year, I actually did get really sick with this, like, random illness called Epstein-Barr. And it's, like, a form of, I believe, pneumonia.
My goodness.
It's, like, pretty uncommon. And so, like, I did end up having, like, in the fall, or I think it was actually more like the winter or spring.
Yeah.
A lot of time spent at the doctor for that. So it was just perpetuating, like, my parents' fear because I was
Dang.
Always in the nurse's office trying to avoid this boy.
I didn't know that.
But I had actually, like, a illness for, like, 3 or 4 months as well.
Wow.
Yeah, but I told my parents later on. But I never was able to, like, tell them because my dad would have been like, oh, just get over it. You know,
right.
like, it's a little crush or whatever. But, like, in my third grade mind,
oh, I get
all
it.
I could think at recess is this little boy's going to chase me.
Yeah, that's huge. Like, who you like, I mean, honestly, like, your life felt so, so dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, when you're a little kid.
As
like,
it should. You have no scope of, like,
yeah,
adulthood, you know, like, the finite.
None whatsoever.
Like, how infrequently you're going to see the kids that you go to school with.
Oh, yeah. I think I told you this before. Maybe I didn't. So, we're talking about middle school. I didn't have a particularly bad middle school. Are we talking? Let's have some grade levels for context, shall we? Elementary
sure.
school ends like what, fourth grade?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay, so middle school, we're talking fifth to eighth grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so walk me through fifth grade as quickly as you can from fifth grade to eighth grade for you. Fifth grade, we're talking brushed out curls, gap in the teeth, on the thicker
yep.
side.
Mm-hmm. Eighth grade
braces. Whoa. Let's get to sixth grade.
Well, our sixth grade was a little bit wonky.
How so?
It was not a building.
Ooh.
It was separate buildings and somewhat like trailer homes
yep.
that we did school in.
Yep.
It would walk from one to the other.
Sounds familiar.
But that was like the first introduction of like, I'm on this team. Do you know what I mean? Not
right.
like sports team, but like... I'm on the blue team.
Right.
You're on the red team. So, like, our class had been, like, divided four yep. ways.
Segregation. Go ahead.
Right. So, it's like, you're separated, but you're, like, now you have to make friends within this group kind
Separate
of thing.
Separate but equal. I hear you. This
Which
is deep.
Fifth grade, me and my friend Reagan, my
this
best
is the snitch.
Friend growing
This is the
up,
snitch
no.
that got... This is a different Reagan? The
right?
one that snitched on you with the Brandon.
Oh, yeah. This is the same Reagan.
Okay. So, snitch yeah. Reagan.
Okay. Well, she's also, like, really nice.
Okay,
so
Reagan, if you're listening. Okay, my bad. Reagan the snitch. Reagan.
Like, she was just doing what kids do and, like, said, like, Jen's got a crush on you.
Right. She's probably trying to hook you up. She's trying to make that love connection.
And for all I know, it could have not been Reagan, but somebody threw me under the bus. I think it was Reagan. She's the only person I talked to.
Right. Snitch Reagan. Continue.
Okay.
Snitch.
Let's not call her that, but here we are.
All right. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay. So.
Snitch.
Okay.
I'm done.
Let me
I'm
call
done.
Cam Snitch.
Okay. I'm still friends with Cam. You're not friends with Reagan no
I
more.
I talked to Reagan some.
When?
We're not best friends.
When's the last time you talked to her?
When Max was born. I commented on her mom's post last week because it was our birthday.
Okay. That's recent. My bad.
Oh,
Reagan, I apologize.
Cam.
Wow. Don't come
See,
at Cam like that.
Right? How's
Cam
it
ain't
feel
never snitched.
Coming out your childhood bestie.
Cam's been 10 toes down.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, continue.
So, Reagan, what were we even talking about? Okay. So, me and Reagan, oh my word. We would kiki all day.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
For those who don't know, kiki is just laughing.
Joking around, doing this and that. Me and Reagan all day. By fifth grade, there was like, I assume each student's got a little profile, right?
Oh, yeah, a little reputation.
Right. Me and Reagan's, they put, these two do not go in any classes together.
That's wild.
I kid you not, I never was in a class with Reagan ever again.
That's wild. Because the thing is, like, you're put in, like, general education classes.
Yeah, and she was my best friend.
That's crazy.
She was never, ever in any of my classes. Not even, like, PE or art or anything.
And this is after sixth grade for you?
After fifth grade.
Dang.
So, in middle school, separated. High school, separated.
Dang.
And it really did a number on our friendship. Because all of our friends were in two different groups.
That's wild.
So, by middle school, like, even though Reagan and I were best friends, she went to cheer stuff and I went to swim stuff. And we weren't in classes together anymore.
Dang.
Yeah, and, like, her mom put her in swim, but she cheered better, you know? And, like, my mom put me in cheer, but I swam better. And so, like, our extracurriculars didn't work out. So this is, like, such a bummer, you know?
Yeah. The thing is, all jokes aside, your life probably would have been different if you 100%. Continued to be her friend.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Like my very best friend. Yes. Like, ever in elementary school, you know?
And it was some English teacher who was just angry that y'all weren't listening to.
She was like, do not put these two together. And so, like, there was, like, a note on our account. And every parent-teacher conference, every teacher would say, like, you know, her and Reagan, like, we're best friends, you know?
Right.
So, like, of course we're goofing around.
That's wild. Some 36, 37-year-old
right.
lady changed the trajectory.
Separated us for the rest of our lives, which is crazy. But it's cool now because, like, you know, I can, like, catch up with her and everything.
Right.
As, like, an adult. It's kind of weird how those relationships, like, come back around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just so that was fifth grade, which radically changed my world in sixth grade because
Makes
now
sense.
I'm entering middle school without my best friend.
Got you.
She's not in any of my classes. She's not down any of my halls.
Yeah. Dang.
I had to find a whole new friend group. And the friend group that I fell into was more the, like, rowdy, I guess. Like, I don't say rowdy as in, like, they were drinking in sixth grade.
Right.
But
I about,
like,
to say, y'all pulling up.
My parents were the parents that, like, if I went to someone's house to stay the night, they came to the front door and made sure they didn't smell smoke and that the parent was presentable. They, like,
I
judged
see.
Them, but it was to keep me safe. Well, I picked all of the friends that had rough homes.
Dang.
So, like, in sixth grade, my friend Gabby convinced me that her grandma was a witch and lived outside the back of their house
wow.
in this, like, rock.
Gabby the liar and Reagan the snitch. Keep
right.
going.
So I went over to Gabby's house for a swim party, and I was terrified that her grandma witch was going to come out at the pool.
And get y'all. Wow.
In their backyard. Yeah.
And I bet, like, in your sixth grade mind, that was a big deal.
Huge.
Like, you're like, yo.
Huge. I've never met a witch.
This woman is in the occult. She has made a deal with the enemy.
Yep.
Yeah,
and her grandma had very long, and I'd never seen a grandma with long hair, very long, stringy gray hair.
Whew. So you were
so
like,
it
witch.
It wasn't far from true.
Witch.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I 100% thought her grandma was a witch.
Dang.
So that was sixth grade. And then also in sixth grade, I tried to cheer and, like, you know, do all of these fun things.
Right.
Some of them were great. Some of them were stupid. Mm. Seventh grade, now we're at, like, the middle school.
Right.
Sixth grade was, like, that weird.
Right. You're starting
homes
to.
Thing,
got you.
You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Where we're walking to and fro. And that was just, like, weirdy vibes. And then middle school, seventh, eighth grade, now we're in an actual building.
Right. Suit it.
Seventh grade was great. Great friends with my friend Grace, and she would go, I don't know where she went in the summertime, to be honest with you. I want to say it was Japan, and she'd always bring me, like, stationery back,
That's
pens
awesome.
And pencils. That's when all of that love began.
Was Grace,
she's Asian but
okay.
I'm not sure if she was, like, I don't know, I could just ask her. I mean, we talk on Instagram sometimes even now, but.
True.
She would go, like, places over summer. I believe her dad was stationed in the military, so they had gone, like, a lot of places.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, and she would always bring, like, the coolest stationery to school. So I was, like, you know, mostly 7th grade. I think even before that. And then 8th grade, that was when I liked this dude, Eddie. That was my middle school. He was a wrestler. I thought he was the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did anything become of that? Like, should I be worried about Eddie? Or like,
I
would
say that
on?
Was probably, like, my first boyfriend, but, like, okay. Not really, really. Like, we didn't even talk. It was just kind of like, oh, Eddie likes you. Okay, I like Eddie, too.
Gotcha.
And then, okay, now we're dating. And then, actually, we're probably still dating to this day because nobody ever broke up with anybody.
Wow. I got one of those myself, maybe two of those.
It just kind of lingers, you know? And then, like...
Yeah, no, I feel that. Shout out to Eddie. No disrespect to you, bro. But I definitely took your girl, and she has a kid by me now, bro. So,
damn, you know what I'm saying? I think there was a kid at church camp, too. I think his name was Jeff.
All right, Eddie and Jeff, no disrespect, yo. But I got your girl out here.
There are these twins. Lexi and I dated them. It was Jeff and something. I can't even remember which one I dated. That's how terrible that is.
That is wild. Yo, to the twins, I got your girl, bro. I bet you tight.
Twins.
That was the turn. Because I'm over here.
Daniel.
I'm over here bad mouthing. Big fighting twins. 11-year-old boys.
Oh my
I'm finna make this left turn. So we've made it up to 8th grade with you.
Okay. Then last thing I'll say about 8th grade was introduce the braces.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yikes. But hey, that was we're fixing the gap. So you had the gap this whole time. You're just gapped out.
Yeah. 8th grade, introduced the braces.
Got you.
That was a big game changer for me. I actually thought they were, like, really cute. And then, like, I started being able to work my curls, embrace that a little bit more. I'm now straightening my hair, which I didn't do in middle school or elementary school.
I see.
And then at the end of 8th grade, I had, like, my first real boyfriend.
Got you.
So, big maturity gap there between
5th and
8th grade.
That's a whole lot.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go back down memory lane for me. 4th grade, I was at the school called Brader. They also segregated us as well. White people went to one side.
Stop,
the blacks went
lying.
To the non-plane. Now, I was in the butterfly pod.
That
is 100% the name of it. So they...
the butterfly
pod. I was in the butterfly pod,
that's
yeah.
cute.
And so my best friend at the time, Steven Taylor, we would get into all sorts of mischief
Shout
together.
Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve. I haven't talked to him in a while. Actually, he reached out when, like, the George Floyd stuff was going on.
Well, that's very kind.
Yeah, it was very kind of him. He's like, hey, man, like, how's it going type of thing. But, yeah, so probably Steve now, but Steven back then. P-H-E-N, by the way, not V-E-N.
Ooh, so it might still be Steven.
No, I think it's Steve. It probably goes by Steve.
Okay.
But anyway, so, yeah, so that was 4th grade. And so 5th grade, my brother was going to the school called Bancroft in Wilmington. And Wilmington...
That sounds rowdy.
Yeah, no, it was some rowdy folks. So my brother would come back and be like, man, there was a knife fight, like, blah, blah, blah.
Night.
Man, I saw this dude get stomped out for his Tims upstairs and his face was all bleeding. So I was like, my goodness, this is the school that I'm going to? Like, this doesn't feel...
No, that's right.
This doesn't feel safe. So, I, bless you. So, 5th grade, I go to Bancroft. My brother's already been there for a year. So, he's there 5th grade, 6th grade. And to be honest, not the best influences there. Because a lot of the folks from Wilmington, no disrespect to them, were, like, folks from Philly / like, the Jersey area, like, inner city type folks. So, kind of rougher parents than rougher kids. You know what I'm saying? So, just, you know, just naturally. And so I remember I was there, I was in there for 5th grade and I started getting into trouble myself. Like that's the, I told you the story about, taking the pamphlet out of the library that had a penis on it and drawing hair and veins on it. And they faxed it to my mom while she was at work. Yeah, no, I got, that was probably the worst spanking that I've ever had, before ever in my life. She was not happy about that.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
That is humiliating.
There's a whole story. I have no idea what podcast I tell that.
On there?
It was it was a diagram of a penis, but it was telling kids how to put condoms on. And to be honest, I was getting that sex education type talk at 5th grade. For real. Because kids were there are kids like sexually active. 5th grade. And that's 10. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that is. That actually
anyway.
Is really crazy.
Yeah. So I was in that joint for literally 1 year. My parents were like, yep, we're not doing this anymore. So I
blame
yeah. So they took Joe out of Bancroft. And Bancroft was 5th, 6th, and 7th grade, I think. Or at least 5th and 6th grade, I think. So they took us out of that school, and we tested to go to a school, a brand new school called Newark Charter School. And this school had uniforms, and this is why you make fun of me, because you
yep.
knock on my education, but it's whatever.
Private school.
But yeah, so we tested into Newark Charter School. Me and my brother went there. Newark Charter School, much different than Bancroft, because you had to test in, and it wasn't cheap. I don't think it was expensive. I think charter schools are still kind of like public schools, kind of. Like, they're not a private school. Mm-hmm. There's not, like, private school money, but it's like...
Keep in mind, you do have to test in, though, so...
Right. But they just, public. Yeah, but we were trying to excel in academics and decorum.
Wow,
but anyway.
Okay. See? See? And that's why I'll be giving you that.
Pardon me.
That's why I'll be giving you crap about it.
Okay, but so.
Not right there.
But for real, in Newark Charter, there was not a lot of black people at all. So the black people were me, my brother, I think this girl named Tiana, whose mom would write her papers. Shout out to you. Tiara, excuse me. I'm not going to say her last name because she might be listening or something. But yeah, your mom wrote your papers and we all knew it. Because I'm being
wow.
serious. Because
your mom wrote your
papers. She did, because we would have to read our papers in front of the class, and she was struggling with the words. And so it's just like, mm-hmm. how are you struggling with the words that you wrote?
Right.
Riddle
right,
me that.
Right.
It doesn't take Scooby-Doo to solve this mystery, girl. Your mom
yeah,
was writing
her
your
mom
papers.
Was writing her papers.
100%.
Probably her auntie, too.
No, it was her mom straight up.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
so when she was getting her grades back, her mom was like, dang, how'd I get a B? I mean, how'd my daughter get a B on this?
Oh, stop. You think the mom was getting Bs?
Yeah, she wasn't top of the class, so her mom was doing the work. Anyway, we don't have to disrespect Tiara like that. But anyway, so me and my brother Tiara, I think there's this kid. I forget this one girl's. There's like 5 black kids, and there was like 100 and something, like 150 students. That's also where, and so in charter school is rich white people, just keeping it G real. So they were all wearing Birkenstocks. That's when I started wearing Birkenstocks and boat shoes. I'm being dead serious.
Sperry's.
Yeah, Sperry's. Yeah, top side of Sperry's.
Oh,
I was like, Mom,
word.
I need these. All the kids are I need these. I wore Sperry's until high school. Then I was getting flamed because I was around the black students again.
So what shoes did you? Okay, this is fun. What shoes did you wear in 8th grade?
Okay, so this is a whole story. So 8th grade, you know, every year for school, you get a whole bunch of outfits.
That's
you know what
right,
I mean?
That's right.
Whether you're at Burlington Coat Factory, don't know if you've ever been
yes.
there. Yo, you were okay.
Oh my gosh, that was my mom's favorite.
Yep.
I told you she wore baby
we
fat jeans.
Would, yeah, we would tear up Burlington Coat Factory hard.
Oh
J.C. Penney's,
yes,
Macy's.
Let's go.
You know, yeah, we were snapping. So anyway, so you get that outfit that you're about to wear for the first day of school.
Yeah.
Like you got that thing ready. Shoes next to the pants, next
right.
to the, I mean,
so
you got the underwear, the socks
like?
Out. So back then, 8th grade, well, I had the uniform. Like I had to wear the uniform.
Oh wow, yeah. So you only could wear the shoes.
The only way that you could snap on these haters was the shoes. So I got some Pumas with a light blue swish on the slot on the side, thinking like, yo, I'm literally doing it to them right now. They can't handle it. I'm literally snapping
wow.
on these kids. The issue was that when I was in Foot Locker, I was just like, yo, I must have hit a growth spurt or whatever, because I'm wearing like a huge shoe size. Like, this is like a size, you see where this is going. This is like a size 10 and a half. Like, yo, the summer was good to your boy. Like, I'm out here strong with it. Come to find out, I'm on the bus for school, and keep in mind, like, at this point, I have a cell phone. My parents let me have a cell phone, I think, like, maybe 7th grade or maybe 8th grade, just
mm-hmm,
had one.
Mm-hmm.
So, had minutes on it, had my polyphonic ringtone, you know, it was probably 50 cent
oh
in the
goodness.
Club. I was doing a whole lot. I'm on the bus, I got my Pumas on with the light blue swish, and this girl, Tiara, different Tiara, her
she
mom
also
wasn't,
had them on.
Or Tiana, excuse me, Tiana had... she had the exact same shoes on. And I was like, dang. I was, and so she was like,
Daniel.
Yo, I was tight.
You were not wearing women's shoes.
I was wearing women's shoes.
And that's why you had a 10.5 on.
Yes. Yes. Because I was
you
wearing.
You were not.
I promise you I had women's shoes on. So.
Here
so,
comes Natalia.
Yeah, okay. Natalie, get it. So anyway, so Tiana was like, at first I was thinking like, oh, dang, she got dude shoes on. Like, ha ha. She's like, no, like, check the tongue. I looked at the tongue and it said women's socks. Like, yeah, man. So I was super tight. Now, the thing is that they were in the men's section, though. That's the thing. Like,
somebody
they were,
must have placed them there. Yeah. Were they at Burlington?
No, this was like at Foot Action or Foot Locker or something like that.
Oh, snap.
So I was super tight. Anyway, I get to school. I'm losing it. Like, I'm like, yo, they're going to flame me. Like, I've got, you know, like, you've got, like, there was probably 3 or 4 periods before recess. And that's when your outfit's really getting looked at. You know what I mean? Like, you got a backpack on. You're walking around,
you
whatever.
You did not walk around barefoot.
No, I didn't. So I pretend to be sick. I go to the nurse's office or either I go to the bathroom. I'm not sure which one. For the sake of the story, let's say that pretending to be sick, I go to the nurse's office. I say, can I call my mom? I call my mom at work. I say, Mom, we bought girls' shoes.
And I bet your mom
and
laughing.
So, and I said, Mom, everybody's going to make fun of me. Can you please bring me a different pair of shoes? My sweet mother left her full-time aww job, went home, got my old shoes that I was wearing last year, like they were like some Adidas or something like that, like indoor soccer shoes,
no,
and brought me shoes to Newark Charter
so I didn't have
to wear a girl's
mom
shoe. Yeah, and she took like the, and I think we returned the girl's shoes. But yo, shout out to you, Mom,
wow,
holding your boy down, not having me out here feeling like, you know, boo boo the fool. So shout out to my mom. So anyway, so
that was hilarious.
Yeah. So I think that I had braces in 6th grade. I was really hyped to get braces.
Yes.
I think my sister, like all three of us, all of us kids had braces, but my siblings for the most part had relatively straight teeth, but the dentist said like it wouldn't hurt. So I was like,
and
yeah,
go on
let's
and
go.
Say your parents were friends with the orthodontist.
No, they were not. We paid regular price, regular like $2,500, $3,000. But
they were friends with him, weren't they?
No, we were friends with no orthodontist. Funny-ish fact, I was looking at TikTok and this dude, and I'll have to find the video for you, but this guy was telling his friend, like, hey man, like you had braces, why do you wear your retainer all the time? The guy's like, what do you mean? He's like, that retainer that's in your mouth right now, like, why are you wearing it all the time? And the guy was like, I'm supposed to, like, after I got my braces off, they said, wear this retainer. They're like, yeah, like, at night when you sleep, you don't wear it, like, nonstop. He's like, I've been wearing this for 3 years and had never taken the retainer out. So they pulled, like, he said, like, does it come off? And they're like, yeah. And they pulled his retainer off. And I can't really remember what was underneath of it, which is gross. And, like, just the thought of the smell of that makes me uncomfortable.
And he's never taken it out?
Never took it off for 3 years. I'll have to find the video.
Disgusting.
Super foul. But he'd still be brushing his teeth and everything. But he never thought that he could take
the
retainer off.
Is it the metal type?
Yeah. The plastic. Did you have a retainer? Like,
yeah,
you had,
I did.
Like, it's
like
plastic in the middle, a bar over the top.
Yeah, but, like, the bar goes
top and
your
bottom.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost my retainer, so.
Me too. By
I
the
don't
time
know where
I found them,
is.
They
yeah
didn't fit even kind of.
Yeah.
But
and it just
I had
hurt
friends
too much
who had clear retainers, and I was like, oh, that'd be amazing.
True.
Just brush those out, you know?
I
didn't have those, though. I never wore my retainer, I'll be honest with you.
I wore mine to sleep, but I'd be forgetting. Like, I'd be forgetting, and I'd put them in, like, a napkin, like, when you had to eat. I'd thrown them away before.
But
like
my teeth have stayed relatively straight.
As
like,
if
I
mine
mean, my gap hasn't come back.
No, you're out here. I know that you, and we're almost getting close to home. I know you want to get, I mean, can I put you out there?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll just say it. So there's two teeth up front for Jen that haven't, her baby teeth haven't fallen out.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that she has always wanted to get veneers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do want to do that, and I am going to do that. That's going to be my little treat myself.
When are you trying to do that?
I don't don't really know. You know how hard it is for me to find a hairstylist. I got to find the perfect...
A tooth stylist?
Yeah, I got to find the perfect tooth person, but count my... What is it? Mark my words.
Mm-hmm.
I will have...
A new
whole mouth.
And I think it's like maybe $800 a tooth. I mean, it depends on where you get it done.
That's really expensive. I think it'll probably be like $10,000.
I don't think it's that much. Truly, I don't. I think it's about $600 to $800 a tooth, and people generally get the first six done. The first four, they get the
uh-huh.
the joints that people really see. People don't even bother with the bottom row.
Well, I'm not trying to do that.
Right.
That looks gross.
Right. Didn't your mom have?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that story real quick.
Okay, go the proper way home.
Okay.
My mom also has a gap.
Right.
And she always has, and she likes hers, and so she keeps it. I'm not sure why she first had to have the veneers put on, to be honest.
Didn't she knock her teeth out or something like that? Like, not.
I would have to ask her.
Got into
I'm
a
not
fight?
Really sure. But the thing with veneers is you have to get them done.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day. I don't know what it is now. I think you go in for maintenance, but like.
Right.
He's not going the right way either.
Nah, he's pulling up.
He said, I'm going this way.
Hey, live your truth, bro.
So, basically, my mom had to have, like, veneers put on at some point. Well, she chooses to, like, keep the gap, right? So, one day, I come home from school, and my mom had gotten the, like, replacement procedure done. But the dentist didn't do it in, like, the proper order. So, like, instead of having my mom's teeth, like, I guess, fit, and then ordering the teeth, and then removing the current veneer... to replace them all in one go. He did the fitting, removed my mom's teeth, ordered them, and my mom had to like wait for her veneers to come in. And veneers sit on this metal bar that goes into, it's literally like screwed into your gum.
Oof.
And my mom had to just have these little pokey bars only for, I think it was like a week.
For her two front teeth.
And she would chew white gum and put it across those bars at the front of her mouth.
That's wild.
And it, she was mortified.
I believe
like
it.
When you leave the dentist expecting a beautiful smile and you leave and you look like crazy.
Yeah.
She looked scary. Like when she would smile, she had these just bars, no teeth, just metal bars. Like... I was terrified.
That's
and she
crazy.
When I got home, she was crying. And when you cry, your mouth's open.
Right.
You know?
Mom was
I was just like, oh, my gosh, what happened? What happened?
I think I just woke Max up.
Oh,
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. Like,
dang.
So bad. And so she would get, like, those white chiclets, I just remember, and, like, stick them on there.
Wow. That's smart, though.
Chew it up and, like, stick the... And it worked, but, like, she had to go to work. She had to go to church.
Dang.
With these bars.
People just pretending like they got to pray for her, but they're just trying to get a look at the chiclets.
Yeah. But you know it's bad. That's Daniel, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to say hi to him?
Sure. No, I can't.
He's so sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that to say, it's just, like... What I love about my mom is she has that gap, you know? Like,
yeah.
She still has that gap. She has veneers. They could have closed that gap.
Right.
And my mom was like, you keep my gap in there.
Dang.
She didn't care to have a perfect smile. Her gap was, like, her...
signature situation.
Yeah. And so, like, she chose to keep the gap, which I think is really cool.
That's deep. Shout out to J. Cole and his song, Crooked Smile. I think that he has the money to get his teeth fixed, and he won't. Because he's like, I'm trying to remain me.
That's cool.
Which is cool.
I'm trying to remain me with veneers.
Right, about to say, you're definitely trying to get
veneers.
Well,
I guess we're doing it a third time, are we?
Yeah, we gotta bring this
okay,
puppy to a
go
close.
Let's go a different route, though, because
okay,
we just
yeah,
saw
no,
Daniel.
I thought the exact
really
I thought the exact same
it's gonna
thing.
It's going to get super weird.
Sibs Ted's weird. Shout out to Daniel. You're a good person. We don't know you super well, but, bro, we're trying to hang out.
Right.
You seem, like, super, super cool. Okay, so where was I? Braces, seventh grade. Eighth grade, I think I got them off. Also, I don't know about you, but I had, like, crazy acne. Like,
oh,
my
man.
Forehead was like a Nestle Crunch bar, the backside of
Do
it.
You know what? I actually didn't have acne. counted myself very lucky. However, I did have back knee, and that prevented me from doing a lot of things, such as wearing strapless anything.
Got you.
Which, to my parents, you know, pleasure was
right.
a good thing.
Right.
Terrible back knee. Terrible sweaty pits.
Dang.
Terrible sweaty pits.
I mean, like,
my shirts would have rings, and I was mortified.
Oh,
and
that's
foul.
I got on this
product, and this is not good.
I'm listening.
It was called Drysol, and it would literally, like, sting so badly, but it was worth it to me. I put it on at night when I slept, and it would just dry out your armpit so much so that,
wow.
like, your sweat glands no longer produce sweat, and it would make you dry.
Wow.
So bad for you.
Oh,
like,
I'm
you're supposed
sure.
to sweat. It's like a natural thing. But, like, as an eighth grader, I don't want to lift my arms,
right.
especially as a Christian eighth grader. I'm not worshiping.
Right. No,
I'm not worshiping.
Wow. So there's a whole season where you weren't giving the Lord everything.
That's right.
Wow.
I couldn't. I was mortified by my sweat stains under my armpits.
Dang.
And I developed very quickly. This is TMI. I'd get sweat stains under my boobs.
There it is.
So I really couldn't wear, like, pretty much anything, like, gray, anything that was a color.
Oh, yeah. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Don't
so
do
that's
none of
why
that.
I've always loved black.
Got you. Hides your sweat stains.
Exactly.
Do you sweat a lot to this day?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, right now, if I were to look at your armpit, it would be, like, a moist towelette up there.
White shirt on. But, like, when we got home from our walk and I was wearing that brown tank top.
Oh, yeah,
in
you were sweating.
Tank top. I have, like, armpit sweat.
Oh, you
now
do.
I don't.
You do
exactly.
be sweating. Wow.
Exactly.
Now that I look back. Okay, wow.
And now I don't care. Like, I use all-natural deodorant. I don't care if it smells bad.
Right.
I don't really care if it's sweaty.
Right.
I don't really care about any of that. But as an eighth grader.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, mortified.
Oh, I get it. Because, like, kids are bullies. Like, people are mean as crap. There was a girl that smelled... I mean, truly, she smelled terrible. I'm not going to put her name out there, but they were really mean to her.
Was it Tiara?
No, it wasn't Tiara. It was this girl.
I just feel like you always be bringing up Tiara.
No, Tiara's only issue was that her mother was writing her papers. She did have a little hum to her, but,
wow.
But no, it was... What?
That's more insulting than her mom writing her papers, which you said you didn't want to call her out about.
I'm
but
sorry.
But yeah, you will say, no, Tiara had a hum to her.
Well, listen, I think, so I'm going to put myself under as well. We were all figuring out our personal hygiene back then, fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
So all of us, we were all stinking. Do you remember youth group? Youth group smelled like a foot. That's
yeah,
what.
Youth group and church camp.
Oh, yeah. All those bounce houses, people taking them socks and shoes off.
So
smelled
sick.
Like a Subway sandwich. it was sick up in there.
Like a wet rag.
It smelled
Ooh.
Crazy. Yeah, it
Yo,
was dirty,
those
dirty.
Those bounce houses are nasty.
Oh, yeah. No, here's
no,
the thing.
If Max
I,
ever,
no.
I'm just going to be like, hey, let's do something more fun.
The thing is, yeah.
play you anything.
The thing is, I bet COVID was started in a bounce house. At a
Yo.
Church, at a church somewhere in Mississippi.
Right.
And it
in
just spread like, oh, yeah.
You just got to open those.
Oh, my goodness.
Dip a finger in and there's COVID.
Oh, gross. Dip a finger in. That's disgusting. I will say, pause. We had lunch today from Subway. Shout out to Subway. Yo, did you know that the spokesperson, Jared, are you familiar with this story?
He relapsed on weight, didn't he?
Yeah, but worse than that.
He's a drug addict.
Worse
That's
than
how
that.
I got so thin.
Worse than that.
Honestly, not much gets worse, so I'm not really certain.
Okay. So he did present it as though Subway was the reason why he lost all this weight. The whole Subway, eat fresh, all that type of thing. But he, I think the
Wait, that was Lisa.
Was it?
It was Lisa and her nephew.
Oh, snap. All right, you trying to turn around? You want me to use her?
I think it was her nephew.
What do you want me to do? I can't really...
Yeah, turn around.
All right. Are we going to be on that side? It's going to be on my side.
I know. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Just... She'll see us coming.
Okay.
If it's not Lisa, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
All right. Shoot. This might be...
Is it Lisa?
I don't know.
I
can't see her
Lisa.
Face. Okay.
Is
that Lisa?
I think it is.
Oh, please be...
We thought you were our neighbor.
We're going.
Yeah. Well, we are, but we also thought you were our neighbor.
Have a good one.
Mortified.
That's what
wow.
it is.
Wow. So you saw white lady.
No,
ponytail.
With dark hair. I saw her face, and she smiled at me, and I still thought it was Lisa.
I wasn't convinced it wasn't Lisa until the window went down. And then at that point, we're already in it.
Right, and she probably saw us U-turn. Go left
we look
here.
Creepy. Shoot, sorry.
Yeah, we look super creepy. You just got to call it what it is. Yeah, we thought you were our neighbor.
Hey, sorry about that. We thought you were our neighbor.
Sorry,
God bless
sis.
You. God bless you. God bless your heart. That's on us.
That's how my mom does. That's literally my mom. You know it's true.
Oh, that's on my bad.
Girl, I thought you were my neighbor.
Girl, my bad.
I'm crazy for that
one. You look just like my neighbor, girl.
But how you doing? What's your name?
What's your name, though? Where you at? You go to church somewhere around here? God bless you.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
But we went to, okay, so what Jared did was.
Hello, loop we've never done before that goes all the way around.
This is brand new. Is this the out of the development?
Yes. No, this is our development.
What in the heck?
This is just another loop.
Oh, wow.
Do you know
that's the front.
About?
Yeah, let's do this again. Let's do this again because I've never experienced this before.
Wow,
we're about to go on a whole new walk.
Yeah, we walk our whole neighborhood.
So is this
each
where we
day?
Usually? This yes. is how, this is where we usually turn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we turn left. We turn right here,
and
we go that way. That's the pond.
Right.
But there's this whole other part of the development we never walk
wow.
to.
Wow. Okay. Mind blown.
I know.
All right.
Wow.
Let's try to get back there again. So how would we incorporate this into our walk?
So we would just go left here onto the sidewalk there.
And get a whole little extra
quarter mile.
Dang.
Right?
You know what? We could probably, we would go left there.
Yeah,
and
we
then
would go left.
Left at where we,
oh, yeah. True,
did the, and then
true.
We would do all of this street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dang. Mm-hmm. We probably added it. Ooh.
Right.
And this is a healthy sidewalk too.
Yeah.
Up around where we're at, there's not like a lot of sidewalk. So people's cars will block it. And Jen will be cussing.
Excuse me, sir, coming
down the
driveway extremely
quick.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy. There you go. Okay, couldn't tell what that age, man.
Nope.
He could have been 18 or 46. This man
46.
had a bandana
or possibly 68.
He was every age that you could be. I looked him dead in the face. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what you are, sir. Oh, my. It's cause his hair was so blonde. He looked
That's
like a Targaryen.
Wild. Yeah, no eyebrows. Okay, I think we need to stop making circles.
I think
so
too.
People are onto us.
Yeah,
definitely
made these construction gentlemen uncomfortable.
No, don't go that way. We're gonna pass the mom again, and it's gonna be really awkward.
Are you sure we didn't pass her this way?
We did, but she'll have made it past the curve now.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, guys. Good to see you again.
They're not paying. No, us. No, never mind. They're over here working. But the reason why, Jared, let me. To finish this,
awake.
I know.
Oh, here you go.
Here go the young old man pedaling hard as hard as possible.
Yo, it is
Yo,
wild.
Yo, we can't hold away.
So
yeah, that
Yo,
is a strange
Lisa,
thing. Stop. It's not
Lisa. Is it Lisa?
It's not.
Okay, you do know her nephew is in town.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Lisa. That lady has way too old in the face, and she ain't paying us no. She's focused.
She rude. No.
My man is pedaling so hard. Is he on a mountain bike? Why is the gear so high? He's got that gear on one or two.
I really don't think I've ever seen somebody just bike in front of me. Look, he's
got
his shoulders.
Look how hard he's pedaling. He has the resistance is too low. He needs to bring that to a 5 or a 6. And I mean that in the most helpful, constructive way possible. He's pedaling too hard to be going.
Nice. I'm sorry.
Stop. Oh, ooh. That is a nice little senior citizen hat. My man out here pulling
up.
It
looks like the hat I wear in light color.
Yeah, no, but he got his from Ross for less. Okay, we're not going that way. I see
no,
the lady.
No,
ooh,
go.
No,
turn.
Okay, look, let me finish what I'm saying. The reason why Jared got in trouble is because the FBI raided his house and he had child pornography on his computer. So that man's in prison. Yeah,
Jared.
He can't. Yeah, he's not the. He's
you
not
freak elite.
Yeah, he's not the spokesperson no more. And they probably cut ties with him quick. You can't be on that.
Oh, jeez. That's
on that
sick.
Weird boy stuff. Yeah,
no,
so.
You can't be doing that.
No. Also, in that vein of things, Apple is going to report phones that have pictures
right.
in the iCloud that show child abuse or some sort of, weird stuff with kids.
Right.
So, shout out to Apple. invading our privacy, but maybe keeping kids safe out here.
At least it's for the, you know, betterment of us all.
True. Where was I? There's a reason that we got all... Oh, okay. That's what I was talking about. Subway. I got two... That's we were talking about Subway.
This is a dead end.
This ain't no dead end.
Oh, jeez.
This is a left turn. Right,
baby boy is awake, though, so this needs to be the last lap.
Okay. Oh, that's the dude who be flaming me. No, that's not him. Never mind.
No, it's not him.
Okay. I told this older gentleman that I would go play pickleball with him. This is probably a year ago.
Last year.
And I've never gone.
And every time we see him, he says, like, oh, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. You're not going to play. And the thing is, I want to.
So
but
don't
we have.
Tell me you're going to.
I got a staff meeting. I'm not retired.
He says, I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm not a retired man. I'm still out here working.
He comes all
and
the
I have
way
a
at
brand
your
new
neck.
Son.
Yeah,
he does.
I'll believe it when I see
he's
it.
He's like, hey, man, you know, I want to play people who tell the truth. I was
he
like,
used to, like,
pimp.
Talk to us and be social. And now
right.
he just waves and he's like,
now
don't want to hear
that.
It.
Yeah,
you know, it's
past that. Oh, that's cute. Got the whole family out. Y'all probably all look. Okay, anyway,
stop.
Y'all looking hard.
I know
hard.
You're all on summer vacation.
Yeah. Okay.
Quick question. Why isn't this land inhabited?
I don't know. But this could easily be a soccer situation, volleyball.
Like for you and Max?
Yeah. I mean, we can't play on the side of people's houses.
You can That's play on the side of our house.
True. Yeah, no, I'm all about it.
Until we move.
Nolan told me that technically that's like shared space.
Okay, let's go home.
Okay. I just don't know what you know, girl, I'm lost.
Okay.
All right, so
we need to turn left, then it's gonna be another left. Here's the man with the hat. You
shoot,
see?
No, this is the lady with the kids. How does she get there?
Okay, we
shoot.
Need to get home. Yep,
I thought we missed her.
Oh my gosh,
oh
this
my
is
gosh.
So embarrassing. And we have microphones. We look like total
Okay. again. Oh, I hate my life.
Yep, that's
okay,
we have to get home.
Okay, we're going home. What I was saying was is that we got Subway for lunch this afternoon. And I used what?
The lady.
What lady? What lady? What bug?
I'll just go on and say it.
What?
While
lady?
You were paying at Subway, there was a lady seated at a table who sprang up. I said, God. She starts screaming out.
Okay.
Was and I was like,
was that
oh,
her cussing
snap.
Or what?
Yeah, that was her
okay.
cussing.
Okay.
She said, God. And then her husband was like, what happened? She was like, there's a cockroach crawling on my leg.
Oh, my gosh. Keep in mind
and
this.
and Nate is like paying for our food.
I'm not paying. And I, this
He's
was,
not aware it's
I wasn't aware
of
any of that.
I was over getting a drink. And all of this was happening, and the lady like brushed it off of her leg, and it
you saw the
scurrying.
Cockroach.
It was very tiny.
Okay,
it
even
may
still.
Not have even been a cockroach. It could have been like
a beetle.
I really
something?
Am not sure
because okay.
it was small. It wasn't like a thick, flat cockroach.
Right.
You
in
know?
Texas, we saw some
cockroaches. Like,
these are like the eraser size that we got for this kid.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they
Huge.
Say things are bigger in Texas. Definitely
yeah,
true when it comes
yeah.
to the cockroaches.
Huge.
Massive cockroaches.
Small potato-looking
yeah.
type things.
You can do the one way that
okay,
way.
Okay, got you,
background.
Got you.
So, all of that to say, this little cockroach just starts crawling around, and the husband's, like, trying to stomp on it as if it's one of those, like, you know, hit the gopher.
Whack-a-mole type situations, yeah.
And, you know, they did get it and everything, but not what you want to see when you're in line getting food.
No.
So, continue.
So this was probably the cleanest Walmart that we've ever been in.
Yeah,
so
it was
that's
wildly
a very,
clean.
That's a very strange juxtaposition there that there was a cockroach in there. Super friendly, super organized Walmarts. The Walmart in Berlin.
Super organized. Everything was stocked to the very edge.
Yeah, and everything was facing the correct direction.
Yeah.
You know how you're like supposed to turn and face stuff like in...
Which never happens.
Oh, no. In Walmart, it's just a free-for-all. Like, the people stacking that stuff normally
yeah,
are angry.
I was wildly surprised.
Yeah, I was blown away. So... Definitely shout out to the Berlin Walmart.
I have four notifications on my phone that you've arrived home.
Okay, that's...
Because we keep lapping our house.
Sounds about right. Okay, so I think that I... We could probably do a whole nother podcast about middle school type stuff. But I had two questions. Oh, man, this is a personal question. I shouldn't waste this story, but I'm going to use it. So middle school for you, and you know, Will and other gentlemen, my apologies. When did Aunt Flo visit you?
Okay. I knew you were going
That's
there.
That's where,
and,
yeah.
I think seventh grade.
Got you. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, I'm in fifth grade we learned about like how to use a tampon.
True.
What are pads?
True. God bless
your period.
Sir,
yeah. So I think I was like, I think I was in sixth or seventh grade.
Okay.
And my mom made it this very weirdly emotional situation as if I had arrived and come to.
Wow.
And it was just like, Mom, can we just not make this a big deal?
Dang. Kay? It felt like too much.
She was like, oh, yes, becoming a young lady.
Wow.
And it was just like, can all right, not?
I'm going to tell this story. It's going to take one more lap and then we're done. Straight up.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Max. He's enjoying all of it. He hasn't made a peep yet. Okay, so I knew nothing. So you had your own, like, sex ed class, this is your body type stuff. For dudes, our class is pretty much you got a penis and you're starting to get hair around it, and you're going to get hair under your armpits. And if you stink, you should take showers. That's essentially what our sex education stuff was for us. They also talked about condoms and stuff, but we knew nothing about the female anatomy at all. So young boy Nate at... I want to say this was Bancroft. So I was in fifth grade. This girl was in sixth grade. And so this girl, and I can't remember her name, but it honestly doesn't matter. This girl who was sitting at the front of the bus had all of this blood on the back of her shirt and her shorts.
No.
And I was like, in my fifth grade mind, I was like, yo, what, did she get stabbed or whatever? And so the girl said, I had a big scab on my back and I picked it off.
Oh.
And so,
one, that's almost more gross.
Yeah, no, for the, yeah, that's horrifying.
I had a huge scab.
It's like, good, was your whole back a scab?
Oh no!
So, but the thing is, like, I promise you, it didn't dawn on me that that's what happened until like multiple years later.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
You wouldn't know as a boy, like your parents wouldn't talk to you. Like, we probably won't talk to Max about like, and girls have periods.
No,
like that's really a weird thing to say to your son. Like, he doesn't experience it, so like, why would you talk to him about it?
I was completely ignorant. And so in my mind, I was like,
oh,
man,
no.
I hope she's okay. I think I even asked, like, for a prayer request. And, like, you know, yeah, like youth. Yeah.
This is Nolan. Oh, you're not even going to let him.
Oh, my bad, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry, man. I'm
gosh,
sorry. I thought we were
trying
to get you. Yeah,
no.
Don't. Shout out to you, Nolan. There's no, the whole neighborhood. Anyway, we could probably do a whole situation on
middle
school.
Look at him following the rules. Let's
right
just tell
though.
Them about the one ways really quick.
What do you mean the one ways?
In our neighborhood.
Oh, true.
We live, like, just think of it like a square, okay? We live at the first corner of the square. Last week, or the week before, they put these one-way signs. We live at the corner of the square, okay? So you drive up, we live right there on the corner. Now we have to drive all the way around the square on all four sides to get to our house on the corner.
Right.
Because they put these one-way signs up so emergency vehicles could get through.
Right.
So that's what we've been circling around, and we're seeing all sorts of our neighbors.
True. 90%, I mean, we've driven around the whole neighborhood and the neighborhood next to our neighborhood.
Right.
But 90% of the time, and by 90, I mean 99% of the time, I just turn the wrong way. I go down the one-way street for like
It's
3 seconds to get to our house.
Right.
I'll post a picture of it in the show notes.
No, we won't, because it's our home.
No, you're right. All right. This has been the Nate Loves Jet podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know we've been all over the place, but the things to remember are as follows. Donate to Operation Backpack if you feel inclined, and be nice to elementary. And Jen, this is an ASMR.
ASMR.
I don't want none of that. None of that.
Okay.
Okay. No more. She's shaking a drink. Okay, let it be. And you can't hear what I hear. Look, this. I want you to hear what I hear. But I'm gonna put the headphones on for you. Put the headphones on. Okay. Got me all tangled up. So this is what I hear. All right, guys. So thank you for listening to the Nate Loves Jam podcast. You know, I just want to check. You're like, hey, that's what I'm hearing in my ears.
I think it's fun. It adds a little real life to it.
I guess.
A little real life to the.
Okay.
Podcast.
Okay.
You take
it. Okay. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me, at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife Jen.
But
or
mostly Bloom Budget.
Right. Follow her at Bloom Budget. She's back at her business bag. She out here getting this money.
Right.
She out here snapping on these haters. There are no haters, are there? Are there but people have unfollowed you.
Everybody's
you
got haters. So I'm sure I got a few.
Yeah. No, she'll post stuff up on Max. People are like, yeah, I'm out. It's like, are you kidding me? But it's
right,
whatever.
Which
you
is
never
like
know.
Wildly
you
insulting,
know.
But it's
I
whatever.
Mean, you never know what people are, you know, people
that
are going through.
Yeah, and that is true.
And
I
that's fair.
Oh, okay, speaking
okay,
of Max, gotta
he's
go.
Getting mad. All right. Yo, we gotta go. Love you guys. Subscribe if you haven't already. Give us a 5-star review. Oh, dang, we're right here. Max, don't cry. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Feel your feelings, but don't cry. All right, be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more and say less. We love you guys. Bye. Max, I'm coming. Thank you for being a friend.
Traveling down the road and back again.
Perfect. You're a pal and a confidant. Ooh. I can't do the run.
Ooh, ooh. Embodied everybody, better, better than that. Do, 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 do. USA, the biggest character.
Do you know what version I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a black
version
dude.
I know.
It's a black dude with a wig on.
Oh no, I don't know about all that.
Okay, black dude with a wig on, and he's singing the Golden Girls theme song. And I have only heard, at first, that's the only one that I heard. And I was just like, man, is this an actual show? And then I looked it up, and sure enough, there was an original song that did not have all the stuff that he was doing. Up in it. I should probably put the house in.